Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Coming up next,
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Coming up here on WRCO, our news at noon, sponsored by TC Autoworks, keeping you on the road with vehicle sales and service by Strang Heating and Electric, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 100 years. They are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. It is 72 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump announcing a 90-day negotiating period with Mexico as the two countries try to work out a new trade deal. A deal with South Korea announced overnight, and the White House says other tariff numbers will kick in tomorrow, August 1st. The U.S. Court of Appeals, meantime, is hearing a legal challenge to the administration's attempt to justify the tariffs in the first place based on a national emergency. The judges said the word tariffs isn't even mentioned in the statute President Trump is using to enact the tariffs starting in April. The case is expected to end up before the U.S. Supreme Court. President Trump's plans to bring back the presidential physical fitness test, something that hasn't been around since 2012.
Today, President Trump will sign an executive order bringing the fitness test back to public schools. He'll also reestablish the President's Council on Sports, Fitness, and Nutrition, which will partner with professional athletes and sports organizations.
ABC's Karen Travers, Special Middle East Envoy Steve Witkoff has now arrived in Israel. This is ABC News. Funeral services are being held today for Officer Didarul Islam, the off-duty NYPD cop who was working security at a building on Park Avenue when he was shot and killed by a gunman who entered the office tower on Monday evening. ABC's Phil Tate is outside the mosque where services are being held.
Officer Didarul Islam's brothers and sisters in blue will bid farewell to this fallen officer. He was just one of the four victims who were shot and killed in Monday's Midtown shooting, leaving them never to return home to their families. He will be receiving a line of duty funeral. Islam was working off duty on paid detail and became an on duty at the time he engaged that suspect.
Many companies in New York City are rethinking their security protocols following the shootings. Why aren't people traveling so much this summer? Cape Cod vacation rentals are down 20% this season, and in Las Vegas, there are 11% fewer tourists there this year than there were last year at this time. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Attention auto mechanics. TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow, and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full-service automotive repair facility with a fun, low-stress, family-owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Autoworks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Simpson's Tractor, Center Pharmacy, Cardinal Glass CG, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, BL Signs, Kickapoo Creekside, PMI Windows, Creme Meats, Allied Ready Mix, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, Southwest Tech, Village Family Dental, Driftless Area Group, Dairy Hardware, Richland Family Prescription Center, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 72 degrees in Richland Center at 12:06. Our forecast includes an air quality alert until noon tomorrow for high levels of wildfire and smoke particles. Partly cloudy, hazy, and comfortable today, a high of 77. Tonight, mostly clear and cool with patchy fog possible, a low of 52. And tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant with a high of 78. In Richland Center, after a low this morning of 57, it's 72 degrees and heavy smoke in the area.
BL Signs, a full-service sign design company in Richland Center, specializes in creating all types of interior and exterior signage to meet your needs, from internally lighted aluminum sign cabinets to post and panel signs, LED channel letters, vinyl lettering, and more. BL Signs has you covered for your project, big or small. Call BL Signs today at 647-0149 to see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has achieved the prestigious 5-star rating from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This rating is the highest possible and places RAMC among the elite. Only 8% of hospitals nationwide received this distinction. The 5-star rating is based on 46 quality measures, including safety of care, patient experience, timely and effective care, and more. 5 stars indicates exceptional and consistent quality care right here in Reedsburg. RAMC Health.com.
With Driftless Area Group, our knowledge expands beyond real estate. We offer a variety of insurance, land surveying, and interior design services. With so many unique skills residing in one special team, we work together to help you achieve all your needs. Whether it be real estate or insurance, we are your trusted partners. Start your journey with us today by visiting our website, driftlessareallc.com, check us out on Facebook, or even stop by our office at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
It's currently 72 degrees in Richland Center at 12:08. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz, and it was a busy day on the phones today. I'd say probably one of the best days we've had, and with more on that, here's WRCO's Bo Hendricks.
Thank you very much, Joanne. It was a busy day here on the auction. So we had some amazing bids, amazing donations, really just a team effort. We started off with the Team Cure Seder Specialty Pies. That sold for $175 to bidder 230. After that, we had the Richland Family Restaurant gift certificate. That went for $65 to bidder 235. The Royal Cleaning, their donation of the Christie's Sunnyside gift card, $50 to bidder 100. Utter Brothers had a $20 gift card go for $50 to bidder 235. We had the Oakwood Fruit Farm 3 dozen donuts, $125 going to bidder 855. And the big item in the first segment, from Jim and Diane Heyer, the Hank Aaron bat, $460 to bidder 875. We go into the second segment. The Bell Art Studio, Forever Together, another one of their pieces which have gone really well this week, $75 to bidder 235. The Diane Nautical Cheesecake, it went for $120 to bidder 280. Now, when it comes to that specific item, we had a match from the Round Barn, and so that went of a $100 match, so adding that on, $220 in value. The Milwaukee Brewer 2 club level tickets plus the baseball history books, that's sold for $150 to bidder 370. Christie's Sunnyside gift certificate, that went for $50 to bidder 260. And Foggy North's donation of the black coffee mug with Foggy Bottom logo, that whole package selling for $55 to bidder 885, rounding out the first hour. Into the second hour we went, and we kept the momentum. We started off with the, from Pratt Funeral and Cremation, the Bucks swag sold for $105 to bidder 435. The Tesnik Power Sports certificate went above value, $120 to bidder 640. Foggy Bottom Woodworks, that side table made of black locust wood, sold for $120 to bidder 455. The City Utilities Fire Hydrant, red, white, and blue in color, sold for $275 to bidder 595. We had the 1 pound of chocolate fudge. That sold for $100 to bidder 375. When it came to the fudge, we had a match as well. That was a $100 if it met that, which it did. So $200 for that item. The Richland Family Prescription Center, we had them, that went for $250, excuse me, to bidder 360, $20 certificate for a prescription per month for 1 year. The final segment, the Are You Enough Rusty Wallace 50th Anniversary NASCAR Miller Lite Elvis Presley Limited Edition. That went for $20 to bidder 395. The Cooper Lounge Bloody Mary Basket, $80 to bidder 660. The Ace Hardware Beaver Tail Stealth Flat Bottom, $500 to bidder 900. The Edward Jones Chet's Feed Seed, that certificate sold for $100 to bidder 235. WRCO, the item, the four club level seats to the Milwaukee Brewer game, $250 above value to bidder 620. And Bruce and Betsy Raisler's donation of the Sky Chair with Footrest, that sold for $200 to bidder 155. In the morning, we also had another match from Jelenic, a $175 match. So, of course, that was for the Team Curesaders pie early on. So that matched as well. Good to see. Also, we had a couple other big items that went in the morning, and you know, when it came to those big items, we had the Twin Pines, that certificate good toward a 2-night minimum stay, that went to 3 nights thanks to the fact that it reached its bid of $750. So that went to bidder 145. A huge thank you. Also, the Wanless 16 yards gravel, $480 to bidder 435. So as we take a look at day four, originally our total was $4,725. We take into account that we had some matches. We added $375 to come up with $5,100 for day four. Looking at our overall totals for the week, that has now had us, after 4 days, we are now at $16,650, all going to grace with 1 day to go. Do want to mention that as you are wondering about what items, you know, about your items, if you've won them, don't worry. Grace will be reaching out to you. If you are the winning bidder, we have your names and your phone numbers. They will be calling you if you're the winning bidder, and they will set up a time for you to come and get your item with you. So just wait for them to reach out to you, and we'll get that, you know, we'll get you squared away. But also, if you need a bidder number still, and we have one more day, you can give us a call here at the station, 647-2111. And yeah, we'll start again 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. And the final day has some amazing items. I don't want to spoil it for you, but it looks awesome. And we're really going to end out the week on a high note.
It's just amazing, isn't it, Bo?
It really is. I was... You know, looking at what we had today on the docket, each time we made a call to action, you know, we asked people, hey, can we do a little more in this area? You listeners out there, you met our expectations and then exceeded them. And really, our thanks go out to all of you, to our generous donors, but to all of you who call in and donate. You just know that your money is helping save lives.
I think some people are doing their Christmas shopping. I think that's what helps, too.
Yeah, I definitely see that. I see a lot of numbers, some people who are who have gotten multiple items. And to them, I tip of the hat as well. Hey, it's a good time to do it. There's some really great items here. And hey, if you're spending money and for your Christmas items and it also goes to a great cause, I mean, that's a present in itself.
It is. And, you know, I just am amazed at the support the community gives to Grace. And I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you, Bo.
Thank you.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is recommending Wisconsinites reduce their time outdoors today and into Friday due to ongoing air quality advisories resulting from Canadian wildfire smoke. The current advisory, in effect statewide until noon today, has been extended through noon Friday. People with heart or lung disease, older adults, and children should consider making outdoor activities shorter and less intense and reducing heavy exertion. Consider rescheduling or moving events indoors. Canadian wildfire smoke will continue to impact Wisconsin's surface air quality over the next several days. Widespread unhealthy levels of PM2.5 are expected across Wisconsin today, with values in the very unhealthy category possible. Conditions are expected to slowly improve beginning Friday. However, unhealthy for sensitive groups to unhealthy levels will remain possible through the weekend. Conditions will be reevaluated on a day-to-day basis through the weekend, including updates to the forecast and any associated air quality advisories. No Wisconsin farms have tested positive in the latest outbreak of avian influenza. According to the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, the USDA reports one case of highly pathogenic avian influenza in a Pennsylvania poultry flock and three cases in livestock in California, all within the last 30 days. No Wisconsin farms have tested positive, and DATCAP offers support to improve and maintain biosecurity at farms and dairy processors. Find out more and see the state's milk testing results online at datcp.wi.gov. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports the Sheriff's Office completed an investigation following information brought forward alleging that a registered sex offender intentionally photographed minors in Vernon County. In late March, the Sheriff's Office received a report from the La Crosse Police Department indicating that during the execution of a search warrant at the home of a registered sex offender, digital storage media was found containing photographs of minors believed to have been taken in Vernon County. The investigation revealed that 24 victims, all minors from three area school districts, were photographed during a sporting event in October 2024 in the village of DeSoto. All victims that were photographed have been identified. As a result of the investigation, Jonathan R. Statz, 41, of La Crosse, was identified as the source of the photographs. Findings of the investigation to date have been forwarded to the Office of Vernon County District Attorney Angela Palmer Fisher for review. The Sheriff's Office is recommending a charge of registered sex offender intentionally photographing minors for a total of 24 counts. Jonathan Statz was convicted of trafficking of a child, party to the crime, in La Crosse Circuit Court in November 2023 and required to register as a sex offender for 15 years. Statz is currently facing multiple felony charges in La Crosse County stemming from a La Crosse police child pornography investigation that began in February following a cyber tip. The Vernon County photos were subsequently discovered during their investigation. Statz has remained in the custody of the La Crosse County Sheriff since his arrest on March 25th. The investigation continues. If you have any information about this crime or any other crime, call Crime Stoppers at 608-637-TIPS. That's 637-8477. Or submit a tip online at p3tips.com. The Vernon County Sheriff's Department is asking for your assistance in locating Fred R. Kelly, Jr., age 41. He is wanted on a felony pickup order by the Wisconsin Department of Corrections. He absconded probation or parole supervision in February. His last known address was Viola. If you have information on Fred Kelly's whereabouts, contact the Vernon County Sheriff's Office at 608-637-2123 or your local law enforcement. You can also contact Vernon County Crime Stoppers or submit an online tip. Parents in Sun Prairie want district administration to resign after the arrest of a school dean. 30-year-old Robert Gilkey Meisegeier was charged in Dane County Monday with 2 counts of child sexual exploitation and 13 counts of possession of child porn. He served as dean of students at Sun Prairie West High, where prosecutors say he was collecting photos of underage girls and offering alcohol to those who gave him photos. Parents and students say complaints about Gilkey Meisegeier and others went ignored and were never reported to police. They presented a petition to the school board Monday night, signed by hundreds of students and parents. A Madison man who prosecutors say poisoned 2 women and put 1 of them in the hospital for more than a month pled not guilty to the charges against him. 43-year-old Paul Van Dyne was arraigned Tuesday in Rock County Court. Van Dyne is currently being held at the Dane County Jail on a $10 million cash bond. If he manages to post that amount, he will be transferred to the Rock County Jail, where his cash bond is set at $37.5 million. He and 41-year-old Andrea Whitaker face multiple charges in both counties. It is a sunny 74 degrees in Richland Center at 1221. This week's History Moment is next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Now's the time to cash in on big savings at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Get up to $10,500 off in pre-ordered savings on select hay and forage equipment, including roll belt round balers and Discbine disc mower conditioners. Need more? How about up to a $1,500 trade-in allowance on qualifying Discbine disc mower conditioners? That's right. Upgrade your hang operation with the power, reliability, and performance of New Holland equipment and put more money back in your pocket. But don't wait too long. These special offers end September 30th. Call or stop in today and talk to the team at Simpson Tractor in Richland Center, where service meets savings in the field.
Good oral health leads to better overall health. Brush twice a day, floss regularly, and don't forget to see your dentist. At Village Family Dental, we have a full-time certified orthodontist ready to care for your smile. Schedule your appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or a free orthodontic exam. Prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream and causing other health issues. Keep your mouth healthy with Village Family Dental and Orthodontics in Spring Green. Call now to make an appointment. Your health starts with your smile.
Are you looking for amazing meat without breaking the bank? Come on down to Prem Meats, your local state-approved butcher shop in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. From juicy beef to tender pork, chicken, and fresh seafood, they've got it all. Most of it made from their own perfected family recipes. Once you try it, you'll keep coming back for more. And hey, don't forget to grab a fresh take-and-bake pizza while you're there. Right on Highway 14 in Spring Green. Easy to find, hard to leave. Prem Meats and Catering, the little shop with big savings and even bigger flavor. Oh, and we make your venison taste amazing, too.
It is a smoky 74 degrees in Richland Center at 1223. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Before there was a post office in Richland County. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to a wiki source, it's titled The Yankee and the Teuton in Wisconsin, Muscadet, 1763 to 1856. The reference number is 86. It was then a post office because none was opened by 1847. Hard to explain? The language used in this correspondent came from the Prairie du Chien Patriot, dated February 23, 1847. Who says this? And I quote, "The mail from Mineral Point to Muscadet." And you'll note that Muscadet was spelled with a K instead of a C. M-U-S-K-O-D-A. as the mail goes there once a week. There is no post office in Richland County. There is, however, a post office in Muscoday. The census of 1846 assigns to the Northern District of Grant County 1,482 persons were located there. It is possible to identify the list of the heads of families. Six family names were very common in Muscoday: John D. Parrish, James Smith, Manuel Denston, Thomas Waters, William Garland, and Richard Hall. All of these met again for the census of December 1, 1847, now called the Muscoday Precinct. This time, Muscoday is spelled as it is, M-U-S-C-O-D-A, but there is a Y at the end, Muscoday. That, of course, is in Grant County. Listed separately, this precinct seems to have included townships in the present-day towns of Muscoday, Castle Rock, Waterstown, and Hickory Grove, all located to the south. That precinct is credited with 13 families aggregating a total of 77 persons. Mr. Garland, in the county history, has that managing a hotel in Muscoday, and now it's spelled the normal way, M-U-S-C-O-D-A. Moses Manlove had a second hotel, or what they called, and I quote, a boarding house. Aside from those in the Muscoday precinct in Grant County, several families are living in Iowa County. Now, that's just south of the Wisconsin River, but to the east. They must have depended on their supplies from Muscoday or possibly Highland. If Richland County settlers really were, as reported, getting their mail at Muscoday, that would mean, of course, they were part of the census numbers. That 235 persons living north of the Wisconsin River in what we now know as Richland County would be part of that census. The county history says the old log house used as a land office also served in 1847 as a store. So you'll take note that the land office was later moved to Mineral Point from Muscoday. Listen next week for the history of Richland County covering Cazenovia. It's in Westford Township.
It's a chance to go back to school. The Richland County Historical Society invites you to the Akey School Museum Sunday afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m. now through September. Renew your one-room school memories or learn how your grandparents and great-grandparents learned. Admission is free, but donations are always appreciated. The Akey School Museum is located on County Highway TB, midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60 at Gotham.
It's time to get those cream puffs and see the sights at the 2025 Wisconsin State Fair. The doors open today at State Fair Park in West Allis for the fair's 174th year. Fair officials remind you not to bring large bags to the park and to bring some water with you to keep hydrated. Be sure to check out the Dairy Building to get your cream puff and tour the exhibits and events. Tonight's main stage show will be Midland, and Boys to Men will be on stage Friday night. Get tickets and find out more online at wistatefair.com. The Wisconsin State Fair has named the best new dish of 2025. The fair is back with its Sporky Awards of four flavorful foods. This year's winner is a French toast dish with Yubi sweet potato butter and banana. Other nominees included a breakfast bratwurst with blueberry preserves and a pancake bun, brat rangoons, a Korean-inspired gochujang, smash burger, and Mexican street corn pizza. You can also get dessert with the Hunka Hunka Fat Elvis Donut Ice Cream Sandwich or churros with s'mores toppings. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents that the deadline for special hunting and trapping seasons is coming up. Residents interested in applying for bobcat and fisher permits only have until tomorrow to apply. Harvest permits will be awarded through a preference point lottery system. Residents interested in the first sharp-tailed grouse hunt in the state since 2018 have until tomorrow to apply for a limited permit drawing. The sharp-tailed grouse hunting season this fall will run from October 18th to November 9th. And audiences will once again have the opportunity to experience Community Players of Southwest Wisconsin's summer musical, Little Shop of Horrors, this weekend. Performances are scheduled for Friday and Saturday and Sunday at the Richland Center High School Auditorium. Curtains open Friday night and Saturday at 7 and Friday at 2. Tickets will be available at the door and are $15 for adults, $10 for children under 18, and $50 for a family package of two adults and any number of children. Tickets can also be ordered online at eventbrite.com. Simply search for Little Shop of Horrors, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Community Players of Southwest Wisconsin's Little Shop of Horrors is considered PG-13 and is not recommended for smaller children.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
If you're worried about the cost of college, you're not alone. With rising tuition and added expenses, a traditional four-year university can quickly become out of reach. That's where Southwest Tech comes in. The tuition is about 45% less than in-state rates at four-year universities without sacrificing quality or opportunity. With over 60 career-focused programs, hands-on learning, and real-world training, Southwest Tech makes college affordable and achievable. Tour today. Apply anytime. This is where you belong. Learn more at swtc.edu.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Summer's here and we've got the deal to match. Right now at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, take 10% off all outdoor furniture sets. And when you purchase one, get a free full-size bottle from English Prairie Distilling Company. Buy a set, get a certificate, and redeem it at the distillery for a full-size bottle of locally crafted bourbon, gin, rye, or shine. That's comfort, savings, and local flavor all in one stop. Hurry in. Offer ends at August 16th, 2025, downtown Richland Center. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Raymond E. Snorick, 78 of Ryo, formerly of Richland Center, died July 20th at Meritor Hospital in Madison. A funeral mass will be held Friday at 11 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Partyville. Burial will be at St. Joseph's Catholic Cemetery in Ryo. Friends may call at the church Friday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Grass Funeral Service in Ryo is serving the family. Raymond Snorick is survived by his wife Charlene, son Matthew Snorick of Burlington, daughter Sarah and Matt Brunker of Wisconsin Dells, a grandson, two brothers, Albert and Mary Snorick of Black Earth, and James and Deidre Snorick of Greenfield. Three sisters, Mary Mowbray of Madison, Margaret Rose Snorick of DePere, and Jean Dale Lawton of Black Earth. Also 77 nieces and nephews. Raymond E. Snorick, 78 of Ryo, formerly of Richland Center. Gail F. Spangler, 68 of Madison and formerly of Richland Center, died July 22nd at home following an illness. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center, with a final salute to be held prior to the funeral by the Richland Center Local Veterans Military Memorial Honors Unit. Burial will be held in the Pleasant Ridge Cemetery, Bloom Township, where military graveside rites will be conducted by the local Veterans Military Memorial Honors Unit. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to American Legion Post 13. Survivors of Gail Spangler include 5 children, Allison Ewing, Taylor and J.C. Spangler, Neil Spangler and Jocelyn Storr, Nathan and Elizabeth Spangler, and Abigail Spangler and Brad Erickson. 9 grandchildren, his brother, Ken and Meg Spangler, and other relatives and friends. Gail F. Spangler, 68 of Madison and formerly of Richland Center. Terry Ann Hardy, 55 of Richland Center, died July 24th at home. Graveside services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Richland Center Cemetery. A luncheon will follow at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Survivors of Terry Hardy include her son, Dustin and Alicia Schilling of Platteville, 2 granddaughters, 5 siblings, Dee Dee and Dean Turner of Missouri, Penny and Avery Blado of Richland Center, Ken Hardy of Laval, Kathy and Jason Richardson of Florida, and Ralph and Amy Carley of Dubuque, Iowa. 10 nieces and nephews, 13 great-nieces and nephews, other relatives and friends. Terry Ann Hardy, 55, of Richland Center. Lawrence Edward, Larry Kramer, 61, of Blue River, formerly of Richland Center in Muscadet, died July 3rd at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 2 until 6 at Riverside Park in Muscadet. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Larry Kramer is survived by his daughter, Shana and Cody Hewitt of Belmont, 2 sisters, Kathy and Terry Edge of Darlington, and Tammy and Travis Richards of Merrill, sister-in-law Cindy Kramer of Boscobel, aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, other relatives and friends. Lawrence Edward, Larry Kramer, 61 of Blue River, formerly of Richland Center and Muscadet. Michael E. Molzoff, age 74, died July 24th at the William S. Middleton Veterans Hospital in Madison. Graveside services will be held Monday at Greenwood Cemetery in Platteville, where military rites will be accorded by American Legion Post 24 and VFW Post 2474, Platteville. The Melby Funeral Home and Crematory Platteville is serving the family. Mike Molzoff is survived by his children, Dee Dee and Dean Turner, Penny and Avery Blado, Kenny Hardy, Kathy and Jason Richardson, and Ralph and Amy Carley, 11 grandchildren and 19 great-grandchildren. Michael E. Molzoff, age 74. Myona M. Young, 99 of Boscobel, died Tuesday at home. A funeral service will be held at 11 o'clock Monday at Trinity Lutheran Church in Boscobel. Burial will be at West Fork Cemetery in Crawford County. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel Sunday from 1 to 4. Friends may also call at Trinity Lutheran Church Monday from 10 until the time of service. In lieu of flowers, donations to St. Croix Hospice or Boscobel Rescue Squad would be appreciated. Myona Young is survived by 2 sons, Terry and Diane Young of Boscobel, and Jeff and Donna Young of Gays Mills. 5 grandchildren, 17 great-grandchildren, a great-great-granddaughter, a brother, John Dilly, sisters-in-law, Pat Dilly and Rita Dilly, along with other relatives and friends. Myona M. Young, 99, of Boscobel. Frank J. Gunlock, 80 of Wisconsin Dells and formerly of Plain, died Sunday at our house in Wisconsin Dells. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green with burial in St. John's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home Tuesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Survivors of Frank Gunlock include 3 siblings, Bob Gunlock of Lone Rock, Joseph Gunlock of Mazomani, and Bernice and Daryl Dickinson of Dodgeville. Nieces, nephews, other relatives and friends. Frank J. Gunlock, 80 of Wisconsin Dells and formerly of Plain. Donald Barrett, 68, of Avoca, died Tuesday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life service will be held Saturday, August 9th at 5 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday, August 9th from 3 until the time of service at 5. In lieu of flowers, donations to the family would be appreciated. Donald Barrett, 68, of Avoca.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Dan and Rachel Schweinefuss, Jim and Barb Merriweather, Todd and Ruthie Lemke, and Dale and Ellen Peterson. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good day, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, very quiet weather is settling in, and it's going to stay this way all the way through the weekend as a large Canadian high-pressure system settles down across the upper Midwest. Unfortunately, that north wind flow also dragging down a bunch of wildfire smoke. It's been rather thick so far today, with rather unhealthy levels of smoke particles showing up across most of the Badger states. Certainly try to avoid any heavy exertion outside if you can, especially if you have any respiratory issues or cardiac problems as well. We do expect temperatures to remain mild here the next couple of days, turning just a little bit warmer and more humid next week as dew points climb back into the 60s. And as a weak weather system or two comes our way by Monday and Tuesday, might spawn a couple of scattered showers or thunderstorms, but we certainly don't expect any prolonged heavy rain over the next 7 days. Here's your forecast for the rest of today, including an air quality alert up through noon tomorrow. We do have temperatures topping out of the mid to upper 70s the rest of today. Hazy sunshine with those highs in the 70s and winds out of the east-northeast around 10. Mostly clear tonight on the cool side for this time of the year, low at 52. Patchy fog possible. Tomorrow mostly sunny and pleasant with highs in the upper 70s. Friday night mostly clear and cool, some areas of fog possible, low at 53. Saturday looks like a great day with sunny or partly cloudy skies and mild conditions, high temperature close to 80. On Sunday, partly cloudy, continued nice, low in the mid-50s with a high of 81. Monday, partly sunny with increasing humidity, low 57, high of 82. Small chance of a couple of showers by night. Tuesday, mixed skies, warm and sticky, low 60, high 83. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm. Another chance of a scattered shower on Wednesday, partly sunny, high 84. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently 74 degrees in Richland Center with hazy sunshine caused by the smoke from Canada. After a high yesterday of 71, our low this morning was 57. Our high so far today is our current temperature of 74. The record high for this date set in 1988 is 99. The record low, 41, was set in 1967. Last year's high was 90 with a low of 67. Sunset tonight will be at 8:25 with sunrise tomorrow at 5:51. Currently in Richland Center, we have westerly winds 4 to 7 miles per hour. The barometer is up to 30.29. Relative humidity is 46% and no precipitation to report. With hazy sunshine, it's 74 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Recognizing the long-term dedication of America's farmers, today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health Campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. Many states operate Century Farm programs to spotlight farms that have been owned and run by the same family for more than 100 years. Louisiana is one of them, and Lily Adams Wiley heads the program there.
The past 100 years, there has been many ups and downs for our families and our farming communities. And being able to keep the land in production for the last 100 years is quite a triumph.
Two farms were added this month in Louisiana, including Brian Fontenot's.
How do you succeed in farming? This is number one. You find a good spouse that's willing to work and follow you and encourage you. And that's a big help.
Louisiana's other latest Century Farm was the Eden's Place Farm. Family member Connie Boggs Roundtree.
And we've been proud to be able to have had the use of this land through six generations, and we hope to pass it on to our children and grandchildren.
Louisiana has honored 87 Century Farms since 2014. Again, Program Director Lily Adams Wiley.
It is refreshing and rewarding to be able to interact with our Louisiana farm families, learn more about their past, their present operations, as well as what they foresee in the future for their family farms.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Report on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters, assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
Some changes are coming to USDA. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Thanks to three modes of action against corn rootworm, Pioneer brand 4-seed Enlist corn averages 7.1 bushels per acre advantage versus its top competitors across over 24,000 comparisons. Your best year starts with Pioneer. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins has announced plans to reorganize the U.S. Department of Agriculture to better serve America's farmers and ranchers. The department will move into five hub locations in Raleigh, North Carolina, Kansas City, Missouri, Indianapolis, Indiana, Fort Collins, Colorado, and Salt Lake City, Utah. Rollins says the reorganization is designed to ensure the size of its workforce aligns with financial resources, will bring the department closer to farmers, eliminate management layers and bureaucracy, and consolidate support functions. But she says all critical functions of the department will continue uninterrupted. Local USDA offices will be notified in the coming months on more information about regional hubs and next steps. The lead agricultural economist for McKinsey & Company says farmers are being cautious in the current ag economy. Brownfield's Jared White has more from the AgriNext conference.
Wesley Davis says elevated input prices are weighing on farmers.
A farmer spends about 28 cents per bushel on agrichems right now. From 2000 to about 2020, farmers spent 18 cents. So you can kind of understand why farmers are hesitant to buy new equipment or buy the new farm next door.
However, he says there are signs things may be shifting.
It's starting to look more bright for the upstream inputs. Ag equipment, still pretty stressed. Animal proteins, still pretty stressed. Upstream, we're starting to see a little bit of a brighter picture. Downstream, still a big question mark.
Davis says surveys show farmers expect to utilize recently approved government payments to help purchase equipment, land, and solidify their operations. From St. Louis, I'm Jared White for Brownfield.
An initial phase of a University of Nebraska study shows E30 has the potential to be used in non-flex fuel vehicles. Ben Rhodes with the Nebraska Ethanol Board tells Brownfield, if approved, it could create an additional market for corn farmers.
It would certainly be massive. The current ethanol usage in the United States every year is about 14 billion gallons, and that's with the nationwide blend rate hovering around 10%, 10.5, you know, somewhere in there, because E10 is the baseline fuel. If we think about E30, that's three times as much ethanol per gallon.
Rhodes says the study has been collecting data for 18 months and will continue for another year before publishing a final report. The USDA reports a pair of new U.S. corn export sales. South Korea bought 135,000 tons and unknown destinations 280,000 tons. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetoo with Tips Talk Auction Realty. Reminder, if you need hay or bedding, call 608-642-2802. We have multiple auctions up right now. 175 acres online only auction, tools, firearms, vehicles, and more. And we have two on-site auctions located in Cassville and Platteville, Wisconsin. Check our website out for more info. We also have realtors looking to sell your real estate. Go to www.timstalkauctionrealty.com or call 608-723-4020. This is Chase Hestetoo. Have a great day.
Another slow start for direct cash cattle trade, and cash hogs are lower at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grabner with the Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is off to another slow start. Bids have been floated in Kansas at $235 live, but the rest of cattle country has been quiet. Asking prices are at $236 plus live in the south and $390 dressed in parts of Nebraska. Packer inquiry is expected to improve as the day progresses. There's a very light scattered trade that was reported in parts of Kansas on Wednesday at $235, which is $2 higher than the prior week's weighted averages. At the Huss Livestock Market in Nebraska, compared to 2 weeks ago, steers weighing more than 700 pounds were $10 to $20 higher. An accurate comparison for heifers was not available. The USDA says demand was good from buyers both in-house and online. Medium and large one feeder steers 606 pounds brought $419 to $420. Feeder steer 750 to 755 pounds brought $372 to $377. And feeder steers 921 to 940 pounds brought $332.35 to $333.35. Box beef was higher at midday with solid demand for moderate offerings. Choice up $1.45 at $3.63.45. Select was $1.04 higher at $3.41.95. Cash hog prices at the major directs were lower at midday with fairly light negotiated purchases. After those back-to-back days of decent business, processors may have most of their needed numbers on hand, which could result in a sluggish end to the week. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market and domestically has remained relatively strong, providing some price support. The latest export sales report from the USDA was solid for pork, with an 85% increase in sales from the prior four-week average. China, however, continues to be absent from the purchasers' list. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct are down 248 with a weighted average of 111.82. Prices at the regional direct markets were not reported at midday due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $82. And pork values were lower at midday, down $1.51 at $114.49. Belly has dropped more than $14 to start the day. Hams, loins, and picnics were higher to sharply higher. I'm Megan Grabner for Brownfield. Knowledge is power, especially as livestock producers navigate unprecedented volatility in the markets. Hi, I'm Megan Grebner, host of Brownfield's weekly livestock market update. Each week, we check in with our expert ag economists to find out what's driving the markets and how it impacts your operations. While no one can guarantee your profitability, we can provide insight and data to make better, more informed decisions for your operation. Tune in to the weekly livestock market update each week on Brownfield.
Thinking about a pole building? Start with the experts at Harchi Lumber, your trusted hometown source for quality building materials and professional service. From planning to completion, their experienced team knows how to deliver the durable structure you need. Harchi Lumber will engineer your pole building to fit your exact needs, all while ensuring it meets local building code and standards. Whether it's for storage, farming, or a custom project, they've got you covered. Get your project started today at 985-7207 or stop at Harchi Lumber Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
Soybeans and cattle are lower. Corn's mixed. Hogs are higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Plant your potential and harvest your reality with Stein. Turn potential into reality by planting the best genetics from Stein and leveraging the extensive knowledge in their agronomic experts. Stein has yield. Soybeans are down, facing ongoing pressure from favorable development conditions and big crop expectations. Old crop export sales were larger than average, and new crop was up on the week. August beans are down 5 at 962 and 3 quarters. September 6 and 3 quarters lower at 969. August soybean meal is up $1.40 at 262.10, and August bean oil is down 79 at 55.71. Nearby corn's up, deferred months are down, basically on commercial spread adjustments tied to demand expectations. Unknown destinations, Colombia and South Korea, all bought new crop U.S. corn this morning, and weekly new crop numbers were strong. Corn, though, continues to see at least a little bit of gain limiting from the solid weather in much of the region. September's 2 higher at 393 and 3 quarters, December's up 1 at 413 and a quarter. And wheat is mostly lower as it continues to watch the winter wheat harvest and spring wheat development weather. Export sales were average in Nigeria, about 100,000 tons of hard red winter ahead of the open. September Chicago's down 3.75 at 520. September Kansas City is up 0.25 at 522 and a quarter. September Minneapolis is down 0.25 at 577. Live and feeder cattle are sharply lower, waiting for direct business to start. Did see some light trade yesterday, and there are some bids on the table, but nothing's really moving yet. August live's down 425 at 228.82. October's 582 lower at 223.90. August feeders are down 552 at 333.42. But with technical support and solid weekly export sales, August hogs are up 15 at 107.17. October's 30 higher at 89.50. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Insurance volatility is increasing, and the stability of some companies can be in question. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. We would love to review your insurance needs for possible rate savings and offer quality coverage. With many quality carriers to choose from, we can offer quotes for farm, business, auto, home, and life insurance. Visit richardsinsure.com to request a quote today.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milker Center. Call 608-549-6490.
How blueberries became the fruit we know today in the grocery store. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Blueberries haven't always been cultivated crops. Brad Moore, CEO of MBG Marketing, says blueberries originally grew in the wild.
In the Maritimes, in Canada and Maine, Vermont area of the northeastern United States, and back in the 1920s, people would go out into the swamps, which is really where blueberries thrive in the wild, and they would pick these, and they were a summer delicacy, but they weren't really a commodity that was sold at retail until a young lady by the name of Elizabeth White in the early 1900s was interested in fruit production at Rutgers University, and that was actually before ladies were allowed to be doctoral students there, but she had a mentor by the name of Dr. Stanley Johnston that was in the peach breeding program at Rutgers, and Elizabeth would go out into the fields on her family's property and bring these berries in and show them to Stanley, and these have so much potential, I think there's something here, and the two of them were able to found what is today the cultivated blueberry industry in North America.
His success in both breeding and expanding cultivation of blueberries helped spur tremendous growth in Michigan's blueberry industry. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Tariffs on most foreign imports goes into effect tomorrow. A federal appeals court today is hearing arguments in a case brought by small businesses who say President Trump doesn't have the legal authority to impose taxes on his own.
The case is being heard by 11 judges on the D.C.-based Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit. An attorney for the Justice Department was put through his paces by the judges as they